Hi folks, this is All Things Product with Petra Wille
and Teresa Torres.
And we're so happy you're here.
Hi Petra.
Teresa, hello.
I am super excited to come to Product at Heart this year. I feel like I came the first year and I had so much fun. I was like, I'm going to come every year this conference exists. And then I forget what happened the second year. I think maybe Rick had
injuries,
something going on. And then the third year was this past year, right?
Yeah.
And I had a broken ankle and was barely walking. And I cannot believe I have not been back. So I am so happy to be back. And I'm not just coming as a participant, which is super exciting. I'm going to teach a workshop and give a keynote, which is super fun.
We want to.
I think you should tell me what to look forward to at Product at Heart.
Ooh, that is, if we would know that already, Teresa. So, it really, Arne and I are doing this. So, it's our ninth conference episode next year because we were doing Mind the Product Engage before we ran Product at Heart, right? So, it's the ninth year of us curating a conference experience. Yeah. And it never has been harder, I have to admit, because this entire product / AI realm is moving so fast that it is super hard to decide on what will be important voices in our industry by June, right? And what will be the topics the product people are interested in. Foremost, we don't want to have the AI track. Because Arne and I are really convinced that AI is just like a tool in
life,
all our
toolkit
by day, hopefully, right?
Yeah.
So no AI track. And we're running, so maybe just for those who have been at the event, we usually run dual track event. In the beginning was a German track and the track hold in English. Then at some point we decided, ditch the German. We only do English tracks and two of them. But next year, the venue is undergoing renovation. And so we were limited in what we can do in the venue and finding a new venue.
Yeah.
Hamburg is big, but not that big that they have another venue for 800,000 people. So that's not happening. So we run a single track event, which makes it even harder because then people cannot pick if they're interested in track A or track B. So curation needs to be way better. But of course, there will be talks AI related. That's a given, I'd say. You are hopefully delivering one of them. And then Christian Idioti is coming. I don't know. So he's working for Silicon Valley Product Group. He's one of their partners and he's an amazing storyteller. That's basically why we asked him.
Nice.
He's on our list for quite some time. We always wanted to bring him. And this year it works out calendar-wise for all of us. So I'm sure Christian will share the most amazing real life stories from running product organizations. And I'm really looking forward to that. It's so much fun to listen to him.
I've never met him, so I'll be excited to meet him.
See, Speakerston, yeah. Teresa Speakerston to the rescue. So that's cool. Yeah, and then I'm super excited that we confirmed Elaine Casket. I know Elaine, so her title is cyber psychologist, which already is wild. And I met her at a House of Beautiful Business in Tangier, Morocco last year. And I saw her on stage. It was actually a live performance with somebody else who was not, it was more philosophical, more like a spoken word poetry performance. But then 2 days later, when I went back to Hamburg, we met at the airport and then we had a 2 hours conversation about her work. And she's researching everything afterlife, one could say. So what are the traces, the digital traces that all of us leave long after we're gone? So, for example, she was, as far as I understood it correctly, one of the people that influenced conversations around, okay, in the early days of Facebook, we need a mechanism for relatives to get in touch with the platform and say, like, could you keep the profile or could you please delete the profile or could you have a memorial state for the profile? So all this work has been done at some point. And these were more the earlier considerations. And now we had a long conversation about now relatives cloning the people that have passed to continue conversations with them, and how every conversation with a chatbot that mimics one your past beloved person is watering down the actual personality in this chatbot, because with every conversation it basically learns something from the conversation, which is kind of then watering down the personality that it created in the first place. And all these things, super interesting, super philosophic takes on our world of technology and AI. And yeah, I'm sure that will be an amazing talk.
I'm really interested in her talk because I love this idea. I mean, I have concerns about this idea too, but I guess the right word is I'm intrigued by this idea mm-hmm. of like the area where I think it like would be so fascinating to me is how great would it be to be able to like have a conversation with a dead author.
Yeah.
About their work, right? Yeah. Like
if it's maybe not your husband.
Yeah. No, okay. Okay. So first of all, the easy case for me is like a dead author. Like I would love to be able to do that. Now, like if I think about like my dad has passed away, would I want a digital version of my dad? There's a part of me that does. Like, I don't know if you've ever experienced this, but like I regularly have these moments where I'm like, I really wish I could just tell my dad about this.
Yeah.
And like, and also my dad for me was like a really good, my dad was in sales his whole life. He was a good like sales mentor for me.
Oh, Trent, yeah.
And it'd be great to be able to just like have a digital version and be like, okay, dad, let me tell you about this contract and what they want and why I got to, you know? And like, would that devalue my dad? Like, I'm not sure. And I don't, like, the part that concerns me is that, like, humans have, like, a wide variation in our ability to, like, deal with grief and our ability to separate, like, reality from not reality. Yeah. And, like, I do worry, like, we already see evidence of, like, people building these dependencies on AI characters. Yes, and, like, we have to understand that psychology.
Yeah.
But now if I think about, like, take you and me. Think about how much we've written publicly.
Yes, and how much
and, we've... And, like, what that could mean... And I don't have the hubris to think anybody's going to care about my work 50 years from now or 100 years from now. But like, take somebody who, like Stephen Covey wrote The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People that like is still read and cited today. If he lived during a time where like he blogged and he YouTubed and there was all this content, like, wouldn't it be so cool to be able to be like, hey, my English teacher says this. Is that what you meant?
Yeah.
You know?
It would be amazing. Yeah. But, and we also tapped into this how, because people are already doing this, right? Cloning relatives, talking to them online. It's an obvious use case. And there are already studies running. I don't think they're kind of concluded, conducted, whatever. So they're still running about what impact this has on our brain chemistry and all these kind of things, and the results there are not so promising right now. So let's see where it ends up. But for example, what we said, like the kids that have been born, I don't know, in 2015 onwards, their entire life and childhood is captured in so many mini moments and is living on clouds all over the planet. So yeah, of course you can create this dystopian world around it, but maybe there is another hopeful use case, as always with technology, right? So yeah, and that's basically what she is interested in and is working on. And so
I'm excited to talk to her too.
Yeah, so that will be, I think, mind-blowing for some people in the audience. Yeah,
and then you've got a bunch of workshops lined up. I know Rich is coming.
Yeah, we have a bunch of workshops. So that's just three of the four keynotes that we will be having, by the way, for the conference. And then, there will be six sessions with amazing speakers as well. We decided to continue with the roundtables, and we will have two sorts of roundtables at the conference.
I don't think you did roundtables the year I went.
No, but we introduced that, or we tried, if that's a good format, last year.
So explain how they work.
So we have round tables that actually accommodate 12 to 20-ish people.
Okay.
And we did a mix of speaker Q&A roundtables. So the speakers that wanted to, we didn't force them, but the speakers who wanted to could host a roundtable right after their talk. So basically, Marty, for example, wanted to talk to the audience. That's what he loves to do. So he hosted one of the roundtables and people could actually come ask him, hey, Marty, was that what you meant in your talk, for example, to the real life breathing version of him. And another version that we run was like people from our extended product and heart community, often product coaches, product consultants, to host topic-based workshops. So for example, some of our workshop trainers came back that day and were doing a roundtable topic based on the topic they were teaching the day before.
Okay.
And the audience loved it. The audience loved it. And this year we're bringing them back in even bigger ways because we want that to be the alternative track that we're not having because we are missing a stage. We know that.
Yeah.
So we want to offer the people that are not so much interested in seeing and watching all the talks, especially the session part, that they can attend theme-based roundtables. So that's another thing that we are bringing in people for. So yeah, that's the conference. And then the workshop. So your Maker Studio is happening, right? So Teresa will actually be, it's a bit of a hackathon thing, right? So
yeah, we're going to, okay. So for my workshop, I'm going to do a Maker Studio. The idea is that we're going to learn how I'm going to give people like a prep pack. So if you don't, there's no prerequisites. You don't have to be an expert on AI or even use any of these command line tools. But if you have never used them, you'll have some homework before the workshop.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll give people a guide on how to get started. Yes. Yeah, so you'll have to come in prepared with like Claude Code or Codex already set up on your machine. And then what we're going to do over the course of the day is we're going to start with like, how do we choose the right, like, how do we identify what in our work can be supported by AI? That's going to be the first thing. So we're going to go through like a little exercise about how do we choose the right things. Then we're going to get into how do we design workflows. And it turns out we're going to rely on the discovery habits. We're going to story map some workflows. We're going to identify some assumptions. We're going to start to look at what should be automated with code versus what should be augmented with AI. And the goal is to help everybody get to the point where by the end of the day, they at least have like a V1 of a personal AI workflow that they can start using at work in the very next day. And then
no, they can't because they hopefully attend a conference.
You're right. On the following Monday. And then hopefully they leave equipped with like, now you can repeat this process over and over again. And they can do it for something personal, like if they just want to come in with like, there's this thing I do at work and I want to augment it with AI. They can team up with other people. If they're with colleagues, they could pick like a workflow from work. Or if they just want to make something even bigger, they could like create little groups. It's going to be up to them. Nice. So it's kind of part hackathon, part workshop. There's going to be a lot of hands-on making time.
Yeah, good. That's good. Should I briefly share the other workshop?
Yeah, please.
So product leaders that want to work on their product leadership skills can learn from the amazing Rich Murnoff. So he's coming back to town as well. And he will actually, again, focus a bit on the language of money. And then executive influence in the age of AI. So I think they will look into AI business cases, pricing for AI products, these kind of things. So and more broader leadership topics and what angles one could have when you look at all these AI developments and all these kind of things. So that's pretty cool. And then Markus Kassenfors will teach the workshop that is AI powered discovery practices. Super interesting as well. Then we have one that was already successful this year. People loved it. So we're bringing her back. So that's Bujra with a playbook for product managers when it comes to success metrics. And this is a really super hands-on workshop as well. So she really explains the nuts and bolts and product metrics and success metrics and how to find good ones and what the lingo to use around product metrics. So I'm excited that she's coming back. And then we, as always, as a service, have our product management basics workshop. So that's basically for people that are new to product management, because we still find it super hard to find a good course that gets people going in product management. And let's face it, there are still people that want to join our tribe, and this is how they could. So Ozzy, Özlem Mütçe, is teaching that course, and she's a regular at our events as well. So the non-quality will get delivered to the audience. Yeah, and then there is a leadership event, and that's usually Wednesday before the conference, but not this year. We decided to give it more room to breathe, and therefore we pushed it to April. And now it's a 1.5 day thing, and not only half a day, because so far it was half a day, three speakers, and a lot of networking over lunch and dinner and wine reception, basically. But this year, we're doing it way bigger. So there will be half a day dedicated to this listening to speakers kind of experience. Then we will do city excursions. We're thinking boat rides in the Hamburg Harbor, or maybe somebody doing product leadership and improv. So that's another thing that we're thinking.
It's a good way to network with people.
Yeah, so something more playful, that's the afternoon. Then there is obviously dinners happening. And then the day after, we do mini workshops. And it's basically every attendee will have the chance to attend two mini workshops, 90 minutes-ish, and then learn from seasoned practitioners on whatever topic they pick. And I decided for the first time ever to do something at my own conference. I was always avoiding that. But now with the product leadership wheel, it was just like, yeah, obvious that that's good material. And why not using that at our own product leadership event? So I will be teaching one of the mini workshops, one of the six mini workshops.
Nice.
And every instructor will do them twice. So we will have six mini workshops, both will be run twice. With two slots, so that people can pick and choose from all six, two of six, basically. That's what they will pick. And then again, lunch, saying goodbye to everybody. And we really hope, because product leadership is such a lonely job. Usually it's just like this one product leader in the organization, maybe you three of you, but it's still not. And then they're too busy to talk to each other, frankly speaking. So we really want to create this space where they can disconnect from the daily work, from the daily grind, where they can really connect with other product leaders with similar challenges. We keep the event small, as always. So it's 60 tickets that we're selling, not more than that. And and as we're splitting them in groups, for example, for the excursions, and that's even smaller groups to mingle, hopefully we form a lot of meaningful bonds for them. Networking and community will be a big part of the event.
Yes, that sounds amazing. It's like a little leadership retreat.
Yeah, it is, but it's a big bet. So let's see if we're selling those tickets. Hopefully we'll do.
Yeah.
There's not so many things happening for product leaders right now that is so substantial.
Yeah.
Let's see.
Yeah, amazing. I'm a little sad it's in April because I want to go.
You could come twice.
I'm not coming twice. Sorry, it's a big world and that's too far. But it sounds like that's a really nice iteration on what you already know works.
Yeah, it's a bit like with your business. Every year it takes a bit of leap of faith.
Yeah.
Being brave to say like, okay, let's ditch the leadership event that is working and create an entire new experience.
Is it also in Hamburg?
It's also in Hamburg.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's actually quite nice. We have an amazing sponsor-ish kind of company. So they're not the usual sponsor, but we're partnering with them and they're basically renting their office to us. And that's Netlight. Netlight is really welcoming and really trying to help and make it amazing. And last year they already were our sponsor at the leadership event, and they booked the best food in town basically for all of that. Even if we didn't ask, but we said like, okay, can you feed 60 people some snacks and a bit of wine? And what we had was really nice and substantial. And so they really care for the community as well. So that's awesome. That's an amazing fit. We're super happy that Netlight does this. Yeah.
That sounds really great. Well, hopefully some of our listeners will come to the leadership event, and hopefully some of our listeners will come to Product at Heart. And if you do,
and to your workshop,
if you're listening and you come to Product at Heart, make sure you come say hi.
Yes, please. You find us on stage.
Or at a round table.
Or in a round table situation.
Yeah, exactly.
Thanks, well, Teresa.
Thanks for that very thorough update. I'm even more excited to come now.
Amazing.